considerations of AI for healthcare. We understand that it is one of the most crucial part of AI in healthcare, that is ethical and legal consideration. Now let's go ahead and learn about it. In this coming slides, we are going to talk about ethical concerns of artificial intelligence in healthcare, the data privacy and security in artificial intelligence for healthcare, and regulatory considerations and regulatory frameworks currently available. So let's understand and introduce to AI technologies in healthcare. Evolving AI technologies offer several opportunities, expanding precision health, enhancing efficiency, optimizing effectiveness in health services, health research and drug development, and assisting with vaccine development and distribution. Disease surveillance, outbreak response, and management of health systems. It facilitates the health access, especially to the underserved and the difficult or the rural areas where previously the healthcare was inaccessible. Filling the healthcare gaps in geographies that have significant gaps in healthcare deliveries and services. It holds great promise and have contributed to advances in drug delivery, genomics, radiology, pathology, and prevention of diseases. Assist healthcare providers, help in avoiding errors, and allow clinicians to focus on providing care and solving complex cases. The augment and improved capabilities overstretch the healthcare workers and providers. Improve the capability of overstretched healthcare workers and providers. Patient and community engagement. So AI technologies also help in connecting with the community and the patients. It helps in managing the healthcare data, a vast, large amount of healthcare data, which includes patient health records, patients' information systems, and which also supports an administrative work in healthcare. The key impact areas of artificial intelligence technology are diagnostic algorithms. Now, for example, let's talk about artificial intelligence algorithms are being increasingly used in diagnosing diseases from image scans with high accuracy and speed than human radiologists. The predictive analytics, for example, AI technologies not only forecast outbreak of diseases, but also can predict readmission rates, patient risk of developing chronic diseases by analyzing the vast set of data. It helps in tailoring the medical treatment or customization of medical treatment to individual genetic profile. It helps in improving the clinical outcomes, and he also ensures reducing the side effects of the medicines or the drugs. It ensures that the patient's clinical care is taken care of. It helps in public health surveillance. It helps in disease forecasting and epidemic modeling, becoming an important areas for integration of AI-based tools. Now, when we have spoken about artificial intelligence key impact areas, let us now understand the ethical implications of AI technologies. The unintended impacts and the human dependence on machine-based algorithms for decision-making, existing biases in healthcare services and system based on race, ethnicity, age, gender, socioeconomic status of individuals that are encoded in data used to train algorithms. So we all understand, and we have all learned through various previous PPT or previous slides or previous chapters, that how a huge set of various data from various sources is used to train algorithms. The data includes the ethnicity, the age, gender, socioeconomic status, the choices, the disagreements, the chronic diseases. So basically, overall, it includes a lot of various data from various sources, and it trains the algorithms. The unregulated use of AI in healthcare might create challenges for government oversight of healthcare. So if that unregulated use of this data or AI in healthcare will create a challenge for the government oversighting the healthcare. The challenges of understanding how AI can be deployed reasonably, as well as whether engagement with AI can generate a positive outcome such as greater satisfaction and higher usage intentions. While challenges are how AI can be deployed responsibly, so that you know we can have, if the data is secured, if AI system or tools are secured, they are providing protection from the cyber, you know, cyber crimes or the cyber attacks, it will improve the better outcome, such as greater satisfaction. It will bring in greater satisfaction in the users, which will eventually help in higher usage intentions. The transfer of decision making to machines would undermine human anatomy, as humans may neither understand how an AI technology arrives at a decision, nor it will be able to negotiate with the technology to reach a shared decision. So now when currently we take a decision, so when I right now am teaching you, you will have a query. You may come and ask me about, you know, the questions about what I am teaching, where have I come, you know, derived this information, where, what are the sources of information, how have I reached for the decision, and I will be able to explain you that. But when it comes to artificial intelligent technology, it is very difficult to understand. Neither we are able to, you know, come to a decision. We don't know how AI has reached to a certain decision, how it has come to a certain decision, what technology, you know, nor we able to negotiate with the technology to reach a shared decision. So basically, we cannot challenge and understand and come to a shared decision here. So there is, it is one of the challenges, is transfer of decision making to machines would undermine human anatomy. Further, it is trustworthy AI. The higher level expert group, or HELG, on artificial intelligence set up by European Commission in 2018 defined trustworthy AI in their guideline and report made public in April 2019. The guidelines were, it should be lawful, complying with all applicable laws and regulations. It should be ethical, ensuring adherence to the ethical principles and values. It should be robust, both from technical and social perspective, since even with good intentions, AI system can cause unintentional harm. Yes, that is one of the challenge, where AI systems can cause an unintentional harm. Each component in itself is necessary, but not sufficient for the achievement of trustworthy AI. Ideally, all three components work in harmony and overlap in their operation. So we all live in lawful world, the world full of laws, rules, regulations. So when we talk about lawful AI, AI system do not operate in lawless world. Of course, it operates in our world, which is full of laws, regulations, rules. A number of legally binding rules at European, national and international level already apply or are relevant to the development, deployment and use of AI systems today. The existing data protection laws apply to all the AI systems. The European Union has enacted AI Act in Feb 2024 to regulate AI. No other country has a specific law to deal with AI. However, guidelines and national level strategies have been crafted by many countries, as USA's the Blueprint for an AI Bill of Rights and India's National AI Strategy. Ethical AI. So achieving trustworthy AI requires not only compliance with the law, which is but one of its three components. Laws are not always up to speed with technological development. Laws can at times be out of step with ethical norms, or may simply not be well suited to certain issues. So laws can't be applicable like a blanket. Okay, there are certain issues where they may not align with those issues, and law can at times be out of step with the ethical norms. For AI system to be trustworthy, they should also ensure and should hence also be ethical. See, ethics is also one of the important component here, and ensuring alignment with the ethical norms is important to bring in trust in AI systems. The robust AI, even if an ethical purpose is ensured, the individual and society must also be confident that AI systems will not cause unintentional harm. Such systems should perform in safe, secure and reliable manner, and safeguards should be forcing to prevent any unintended adverse impact. It is therefore important to ensure that AI systems are robust. So when we talk about AI system, we always talk about robust AI systems, because we have to see that, you know, even patient, even if the law, ethical, there is lawful AI, there is ethical AI, there is trustworthy AI, but there should be an AI system where individual and society both must have trust and confidence that there will be no unintentional harm. And that system should perform in safe and secure environment. It should provide the safety to the people using it. So AI system should be robust. Robust systems are needed both from a technical perspective, ensuring the system's technical robustness as appropriate in given context, such as the application domain or the life cycle phase, and also from a social perspective, where the consideration of the context and environment in which the system operates. Ethical and robust AI are hence closely intertwined and complement each other. Now, data collection and the primary concerns are few concerns and ethical concerns for AI in healthcare. It also, the few more are algorithmic development concerns, accountability, algorithmic design and related bias, job disruption, informed consent and autonomy. Now let us understand one by one each ahead. So data collection and data privacy concern are one of a crucial concern mentioned in AI in healthcare. There are so much huge, large data sets which are involved, and large information about the patient's clinical health or personal details, which are captured by the AI systems. So patient records, difficulties arise with respect to data availability and sharing. Patient records being confidential, there is always reluctance among institutions to exchange data. Yes, because it's a lot of personal data, and then there is somewhere, you know, there is a privacy concern, because a lot of private clinical information is available in the hospital records, which people are, or the institutes are, reluctant to share. Data may not be readily available once an algorithm has been initially implemented. See, I spoke about my project on AI based consent creation. So right now I'm working on that project, where, and currently I am in a phase of data, you know, creating an algorithm with data collection. So right now I am collecting the data from the various sources, from various specialties, from the various departments. So once this data reaches an algorithm, you know, where it can be created into auto consent generation, once you put a disease name, you will automatically get the risk and benefits involved in that disease, and that consent will be readily available for the usage. And then the gaps in regards to the consent, like, you know, partial or incomplete consent, or incomplete documentation of the risk and the benefits of the surgical process, that will be eliminated. So data is not readily available. So now when I say that I want to start implementing the AI-based digital consent, I am unable to do that because data is not readily available, and collecting that data is going to take a huge time. So data is not readily available once you plan, once an algorithm has been initially implemented. Since the health and medical data collected from diverse sources in diverse varieties, integrating and ensuring data quality for training algorithm is a complex issue. So whatever data is collected, there is always, there are chances that data may not be appropriate. The data will be incomplete, partial data, incomplete data, error in the data, which are very, is one of the challenges while we talk about data quality. and for training an algorithm. So it is currently a complex issue. The data may set may have collection biases in the form of underrepresentation of certain classes of population due to cultural, ethnic, locational biases, or racial biases in data set might lead to accurate prediction results. So health records are important, and vulnerable hackers often target them during data breaches. I gave in my previous chapters, I gave an example of how a hospital was attacked by a cyber criminal, and all the data, hospital data, was hacked. And later they were held ransom, a huge amount was demanded, and the hospital had to give the amount because a huge patient data, vulnerable data, was involved in this problem. So patient consent again is the next key component of data privacy issues, since healthcare practitioners may allow wide usage of patient information for AI research without requiring specific patient approval. Moving ahead, analyzing the quality of data used to develop algorithms is equally challenging. Patient data decays over time with an estimated half-life of around 4 months. Certain predictive algorithms may not be useful at predicting future results due to older data set used for analyzing and training. So as we say that healthcare is evolving, there is a lot of data, basically churning happening, where new data, the data which is older, 6 months older, can be of no use for creating the algorithm of predicting the future. The unforeseen gaps in the data sets used to develop AI systems, despite intensive attempt to clean and analyze. We spoke about it. Although widespread deployment of electronic health record will help to solve this issue gradually, but yes, the amount of data can be utilized to develop efficient algorithm is still constrained by the issues with regulation and compatibility across institutions. The algorithm development concerns. Now let's go ahead and understand what are the development concerns. Overfitting and underfitting. Overfitting is said to occur when the algorithm may function well within the training data set, yet provide inaccurate results when projecting future events. It helps when there are too many variables influencing the results, leading the algorithm to make inaccurate predictions. When model is unable to capture the relationship between the input and output variables accurately, high error rate on both the training set. There are chances of generating high error rate on both. And unseen data is called underfitting. Unseen data is called underfitting. In both the cases of over and underfitting, the model cannot establish the dominant trend within the data, resulting in training errors, poor performance of the model. So let us take an example here and understand what is underfitting of data, or what is overfitting of a data. So there are a lot of factors which influence the data. Okay, the relationship between the input and the output, generating a high error rate on both the training set, is incapable of giving a better result or in training. So, and poor performances of model. So further, transparency, explainability, and interpretability. Black box nature of AI decision making does not render complex AI systems for healthcare to interpret, explain to the developer. We spoke about it in a previous slide, how that AI limits the access to the developer. They do not give an explanation, medical professionals, and the AI systems are very complex. They do not render to interpret and explain to the developers, medical professional, patients, users, and regulators. So, for example, if you walk 100 steps, and if you have counted the steps, the size of the steps wrong, it will calculate your, calories burned wrong. So calories consumed will be wrong. But eventually there are chances of error because the input of the data results to output of the data, and then why there is an error, it is very difficult to interpret and explain. The deep learning algorithms based on multiple layers of neural networks typically lack the ability to provide convincing logical explanation and reason for their forecast. the opacity. So I just now gave you an example where we spoke about logical, you know, it gave a logical explanation because the step size was not matching. But there are also, you know, there are cases where they lack the ability to provide any logical explanation. There is no logical explanation for the result obtained. The opacity of AI system introduces significant legal and ethical challenge in healthcare. Lack of explainability and transparency affect reliance on artificial intelligence for patient care. So, of course, because, you know, there are legal and ethical challenges and lack of explainability or transparency, it affects that, you know, then there is always a double mind why patient should accept it or not accept it. It is, you know, it compliance to accept the AI systems reduces there, and it is one of the challenges. So if the recommendations are wrong, the system has nowhere to inform or defend itself legally. It also makes it harder for the scientists to understand how the data connects to their predictions. We spoke about it before. The black box nature of AI algorithms may cause clinicians and people to lose faith in AI powered medical systems. So now let's take an example of how AI failure in healthcare can occur. A benign tumor can be misdiagnosed as malignant tumor or vice versa because of AI misinterpreted an image. And if this AI misinterpreted image is used in surgical robot, object misidentification can result in AI providing bad surgical guidance. This can further lead to a surgical error and patient physical injury. So now let's move ahead. So now let's move ahead and understand safety. Safety is one of the challenges for AI in healthcare. For now, let's take another example where IBM Watson for oncology uses AI algorithm to access information from patients, medical records, and helps physicians explore cancer treatment options for their patients. However, it is reportedly given unsafe and incorrect recommendation for cancer patients. Accountability. Due to the black box nature of AI algorithm, the reason behind the predictions are not explainable, and the consequences of certain incorrect prediction may have very bad consequences in healthcare and to the patient. Because of the gravity of the consequences, and accountability for the decision making made by the machine is a really serious concern. The existing regulation does not specifically cater to this issue of accountability. It is not apparent who is to be blamed for a system failure. It might be hard to pin the blame on the doctor. See, doctor can't be blamed in this situation where they had no part in developing or overseeing an algorithm. The developer being the fault may appear unrelated to the clinical setting. So your accountability is a challenge, and you cannot specifically hold anyone accountable. Use of AI for ethical decision making in healthcare is prohibited in countries like China and Hong Kong. So they do not, it is not acceptable, it is not allowed in China and Hong Kong to use AI based ethical decision making. Algorithm design and people related bias. So now let's take an example here. AI was used across US for several years in health system, exhibited bias by prioritizing healthier white patient over sicker black patients for additional care management because it was trained on cost data, not care needs. So here the AI model that predicted patient outcome may inherited bias if the data used reflects historical inequalities in treatment or access to care. Algorithm may predict lower health risk for population that have historically had less access to healthcare services, not because they are healthier, but because there is less documented healthcare usage. This demonstrates how AI can entrench existing disparities if not carefully managed. Biased algorithms may result from poor design, from incorrect or unbalanced data being input into algorithms. AI only replicates the racial, gender, and age prejudice which already exist in a society. We took one example, now let's move to another example of Amazon's recruiting algorithm to screen job applications, where found bias in favor of male applicant against those whose resumes contain the term woman because of the prejudiced data on which the model was trained. The lack of diversity between the development team is another concern, as the cultural prejudices and misconceptions of the team members get embedded in the design and development process. For example, the error rate for light-skinned men is 0.8% compared to 34.7% for the darker-skinned women. In 2019, a US federal government concluded that technology works best on middle-aged white men. The accuracy rates weren't impressive for people of color, women, children, and elderly individuals. Now let's move ahead with job disruption concerns. The implementation of AI-powered tools can disrupt existing work practices and workflows, requiring healthcare professionals to adapt new ways of working. The potential impact on well-being and job satisfaction of the clinicians as the role of the human expertise may evolve. Job displacement. AI becomes more sophisticated. Certain roles in healthcare, such as medical coding, basic diagnostic tasks, may become automated, leading to job losses. Skill shift. The adoption of AI healthcare may require health professionals to acquire new skills such as data analytics and AI system management to remain competitive in the job market. So when we talk about management 25 years back, there was no subject as data analytics, but now it is part of curriculum because now everyone needs to learn how to analyze the data, how the AI system works, and now to remain competitive in the job market, because now it's a current requirement of your job. The system has evolved, the education system has evolved, the healthcare system has evolved, and everything is evolving. So to keep yourself, to survive in the competitive world, you have to ensure that you adapt to the new processes, you learn new skills like data analytics, AI systems, and much more. So over-reliance on AI, healthcare professionals may become overly dependent on AI systems, leading to potential loss of critical thinking skills and clinical judgment. So let me give an example. Previously, people would write emails by themselves, but now with ChatGPT, you just speak about it and you get a draft ready for you. So your people are losing their thinking skills. So now if you talk about the current generation and tell them to write on their own email, they are sometimes incapable. Many of them will not be writing the right words or using the right way of writing in the professional techniques. There would be a loss as compared to the people who have been doing the same thing, writing professional emails before ChatGPT was introduced. So there is a over-reliance on AI which actually leads to the potential loss of critical thinking skills. Just one casual example I gave. Now let's move ahead and talk about informed consent. Patients have right to make informed and voluntary treatment decisions. Yes, they have right. Informed consent is a communication process between the patient and the doctor. So whenever a patient has to agree for a certain treatment, the patient or the doctor speaks to the patient, makes him understand the risk, the benefit, the complication, the alternative treatments, and then they come to a decision which is called an informed consent is taken by the patient. This process ensures that patient is fully informed about the nature of procedure and intervention, the risk, the benefits, the alternative treatments available. The patient can refuse or withdraw consent anytime. The informed consent respects patient's autonomy, promotes trust between the patient and the doctor, and it also safeguards unethical practices. With advancements and increasing use of AI technologies in healthcare, the role of informed consent continues to become more complicated. Due to limited knowledge of clinician as well as patient about AI systems and algorithms and black box nature of AI decision making, This makes it an area of concern as to when, what, and how much information can possibly be given to the patient for them to fully be convinced about going ahead or refusing the treatment. So when AI is providing an information, it may not provide an information to a level where patient understands or is ready for the decision making. If you set up a data set, if there is an AI based video talking about the risk and benefits, there are limitations to it. It will only show you the data which is fed in it, what is available in it. It will not go beyond with the doubts what patient has. So it will basically, it's the area of major concern, what and how much information can be given to the patient, whether the patient is convinced with the information he is refused, and whether he wants to go ahead or refuse the treatment. Now let's go ahead with autonomy. The use of AI can lead to situation in which decision-making power could be transferred to machines. The principle of autonomy requires that the use of AI or other computational systems does not undermine human anatomy. In the context of healthcare, this means that humans should remain in control of healthcare system and medical decisions. And the providers have the information necessary to make safe, effective use of AI systems, that people understand the role that such systems play in their care. The protection of privacy and confidentiality and obtaining valid informed consent through appropriate legal frameworks for data protection. Now let's talk about the patient data privacy and data security, the need. Yes, it's the need to ensure that the patient's data is private and is secured. The data is not misused or data is not in control of some hackers. There is no cyber attack on the data. Is not manipulated, not managed. So AI's ability to swiftly analyze vast amount of health-related data promises enhanced medical outcomes, cost efficiency, and improved patient experiences. We saw multiple examples in the last few previous slides and last chapters. With the continuous advancements and the proliferation of AI technologies at a scale, enormous concerns about privacy and data protection. Yes, it's one of a major concern we have been talking about since long. Solving this challenge is essential for long-term success. Otherwise, people will lose the trust and stop using the AI-based tools. So we have to ensure we solve this challenge, we overcome this challenge, and ensure that the patient's data is private and secured. A balance between technological innovation well as privacy considerations will promote development of socially responsible AI that can assist in creation of extraordinary value for both the healthcare providers as well as healthcare takers like patients. So AI technologies have ability to produce huge amount of big data, learn, develop, adapt models from the data and make actionable predictions. But without transparent, explainable processes, make the data privacy and security more challenging. The data used for training and development of algorithms bring with them a significant risk of assumptions and biases. We saw the examples of biases and also assumptions and how it basically impacts the AI tools' decision-making power, the healthcare organizations that create the data. Such assumptions and the biases influence the outcomes. So once they influence the outcome, the result may not be appropriate. The unintended consequences caused by the biases and the opacity of results form using deeply layered multiple neural network post-challenge. For both the hospital organization or healthcare organization wishing to use AI technology for decision making. With increased application of AI, it automates the existing analytic process. The human control over data and analytical process and decision making may no longer be there. So when you are developing and data, you may have a control, a human may have control over data. But as the data starts getting accommodated, there are huge data getting collected, you may not have any control over the data or the analytical process and the decision making. The use of anthropomorphic interfaces such as conversational AI with human-sounding voices used as virtual health assistants may raise novel privacy concerns. Yes, because it's completely recording your data. Now, while we all use Google, we go through the Google website. Currently, even if you talk on a phone and talk about something. So one day I was talking about Harry Potter and I started getting all the feed of Harry Potter in my Google search without even me personally searching. So that is how sounding voices or sound virtual health assistants work. You know, they record your sounds and they may raise a privacy concern. As the queries raised by the people are satisfactorily answered, the people may more likely develop trusting relationship with AI to replicate human characteristics and consequently be more inclined to share increasingly personal information. Adaptive algorithms used in AI constantly change to the extent that often who create them cannot fully explain the results. So thus, it's a transparency concern. We spoke about it before. And because you do not have any control on the decision, yes, you will not be able to explain why the decision or why the data has been predicted in some particular way. As the new forms of information are created with the technology, the scope of personal data can also change. For example, fitness trackers, conversational AI, virtual health assistant create information about individuals that did not previously exist, but which is now a personal data. The concept of personal data relies on idea of identifiability, whether or not person's identity can be reasonably ascertained from the data. Now, let's talk about key data privacy concerns of AI in healthcare. So here we are going to talk about concerns with the use and control, anonymization, data breach, informed consent, data ownership, regulatory consideration, transparency, accountability, bias in AI algorithms, interconnected systems, medical device vulnerability, lack of understanding, data availability and data collection, encryption and blockchain, and many more. So let's go ahead and understand one by one.